When you want an opportunity to hear from people all over the sports world, there's only one voice to trust to bring those stories to you. Here now with a special guest is Dan Tortora.
Welcome here to Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora on WakeUpCallDT.com, your one-stop sports shop, and the free Wake Up Call DT app you can get from the Google Play Store, as well as for all Apple products, iPad, iPod, and your iPhone. You can also find us on iTunes, Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora. The name of the show is the name of the podcast, and it is free. So make sure you download it and listen in there. Over 500 shows that you can get to right now, including this one. So however you're listening in, thank you so much. Will Freeze is on the show with me today. I'm very happy to have him from Cranford Senior High School in Cranford, New Jersey. He is the incoming class of 2016 for college football. Has yet to make a decision, has plenty teams out there looking at him as an offensive lineman and everything that he can offer with that. So he will definitely have his pick of the litter as it comes up. Will, how you doing today?
I'm doing great. Happy to be here. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. And Will, first and foremost, to know that you're a hot commodity, so to speak, out there right now, what can you say about that? Did you expect your recruiting to be at a point where many teams are really trying to get in good with you and have an opportunity to get you on their team?
I'd say it's really just an honor, have all these great programs, just want me to come play for them and just get an education at this school. It's just something that's really special to me, and I just take my time with the whole process, but it's been really cool and really fun.
Did you think that the process was going to be like this? Did you think there was going to be so many teams that came calling and went after you? I mean, did you kind of envision it this way, or have you gotten more than you ever expected?
Yeah, no, and I would say I never envisioned it this way. Back when I got my first offer from Rutgers, I thought that was the coolest thing, and I just never really expected it to blow up, this much, and it's just been really cool.
Let's go into that. Your first offer coming from Rutgers, obviously they're the home state school for you out of New Jersey. Do they have a special place in your heart because they were the first to offer, or how does that kind of stand for you?
I'd say so. When it first happened, it was really cool, and it's just an honor. The first person to want you is just just always something different than everyone else. So I would say Rutgers does have a special place in my recruiting.
I know that you said when we talked off the air that you don't have a top list or anything set up, but the notion from some places is that Penn State is ahead of the pack. Is that safe to say right now?
I couldn't say that because, Penn State's a place that I definitely like. I've been there a few times, but I would say, it's something different about every place has their pros and cons. So I would say they're ahead of the pack, but they're definitely up there.
What other teams would you say are kind of making some separation for you? You said Penn State, not leading the pack, but they're up there. What other teams would be up there with Penn State right now that you feel like have made a really strong impression with you?
I'd say, Rutgers is up there. I would say Clemson's there. Virginia, Syracuse, Duke, Northwestern. Those are some places that, just kind of stuck out to me right now.
All right, well, let's get into some of those. We talked about Rutgers. We talked about Penn State. What do you like about Clemson that's kind of put them there for you?
It's just a special place down there. It's a really nice area. I really love the coaches. They're great people, and you get a great feel when you're down there.
What is it about Virginia that's kind of elevated them a little bit?
Academics is big for me, so that's the key thing for them. And I got to spend a lot of one-on-one time with Coach Borgley there, so that was also really big, and I really liked talking with him.
What did you take away from your one-on-one time that you got to spend with Virginia? And like you said, with a coach on the staff, what was that one-on-one time like for you? What did you gain from it?
I just gained, where he envisions me playing, what he likes about me, and he just kind of just showing me some things too, which was just really cool, because I'm just always learning and trying to pick up new techniques, so I really enjoyed that with him.
You said that Virginia, when you think about Virginia, you think education. Why is that you connect education to that school specifically?
You know, I think it's just known for being a really impressive university. You know, the academic support there, we had to spend a long time with Ms. Fitz there, and she was really great. She really goes to that in-depth, you know, process of how they keep their athletes motivated in school and how hard they work. So that's really special.
And then Northwestern was also one that you had mentioned. What is it about Northwestern that's kind of built a relationship with you in a special way at this point?
You know, I'd say the one time with Coach Fitzpatrick has been the biggest thing. You know, get to sit down with him for about an hour and how he develops his players, you know, outside of school and outside of the football. I mean, how to become a man and a great father. I mean, that was something that you don't see from a lot of people, and that was really good.
When you have that, when there is that family element and people are talking about, you know, being a good man, being a good father, being a good husband, being more than just a football player, does that really influence you and help to gain your trust and your attention when people are kind of talking in that respect and not so much about the X's and O's of football?
Sure, absolutely. You know, it's you definitely get a better feel for, you know, the type of person that they are and how much they actually care about you, you know, outside of being, you know, just a player for them.
And then one of the other schools, Duke, I believe, that you brought up that kind of stuck out a little bit to you. What do you like about Duke and their staff and their program? What is it about Duke that kind of gets them to a place that's a little bit ahead of some of these other schools?
You know, I'd say the same thing with education. You know, obviously, great school. And then, you know, they're a program on the rise. They're, they've won 10 games the past 2 years. I mean, they're really doing well. Their Coach Cutcliffe's great. I mean, everyone down there, like, treats him like a god. It's you know, it's a really special place down there as well.
Carvel DeWitt, it's what happy tastes like. Do you know why? Because we make ice cream. Creamy, rich, flavorful ice cream. Not yogurt or iced milk like some of our competitors. Ice cream. Fresh, by hand, daily. For the calorie conscious, we have something new for you. Our new Carvelite. Same great flavor, creaminess, and texture of our regular ice cream with only 35 calories an ounce. So whether you want an ice cream cake, flying saucer, dasher, carvelanche, hard or soft ice cream, we will satisfy your craving with our fresh, handmade regular or new Carvelite ice cream. Carvel DeWitt. It's what happy tastes like.
Clothing that will change with you without you having to change. DreissigLady.com, 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 with the Bamboo Line Relaxed Fit Clothing as well as the Athletic Fit Clothing. DreissigLady.com is fit for any woman, any time of the day, anywhere. Whatever you're doing, whatever your day commands of you, command yourself to feel comfortable in Dreissig Lady Apparel. DreissigLady.com Lady.com. For all the women out there, feel good in what you're wearing. And don't feel like you have to constantly change throughout the day. Whether you're a stay-at-home mom, a business owner, going for a jog, going for a meeting, or just relaxing at home, DreissigLady.com is the right fit for you. DreissigLady Lady.com.
Cam's Pizzeria isn't just a pizza place, it's a piece of home. Whether you're in Baldwinsville, Camillus, Oswego, or on Lemoyne Plaza, Tony Calcibetta finds a way to give you something that you can't find anywhere else. You go out to get something to eat, you're going to get something to eat. You're not in your own home. Well, when you go to Cam's Pizzeria in Baldwinsville, Camillus, Lemoyne Plaza, and Oswego, those locations give you the feeling of just being at home, relaxing, being comfortable. There's nothing like going out and getting good food, and Cam's Pizzeria will give you that. From their traditional slice to pepperoni to my favorite, the cheeseburger pizza, which you have to try, as well as buffalo chicken, chicken bacon ranch, and the other specialties and favorites they have. It's not just about the pizza. It's about the relationships. It's about building a bigger family. And Tony Calcibetta has been all about that since day one, which is why I wanted to work with him, which is why I want to send you there. Because when you sit down in a Cam's Pizzeria, you feel like you're sitting at home. You feel like you can be there with your family, your friends, to study, to have a meeting, or maybe to meet the best person you'll ever find in your life. I know that when I go to Cam's, I truly feel like I'm just walking to another room in my house. I'm just having great pizza in a great atmosphere. A place where I feel comfortable, where I feel appreciated. A place that isn't just a pizza place,
but a piece of home. Go to camspizzeria.com right now to get the addresses to the Camillus, Baldwinsville, Lemoyne Plaza, and Oswego locations. camspizzeria.com. That's C-A-M-S pizzeria.com. Cam's Pizzeria, truly an experience that you'll always want to come back to. Supporting a United States veteran is something that shouldn't even be a question on your mind. The freedom for me to stand here today as a broadcaster, to have started my own company, comes from sacrifices made by United States veterans. Give back to them by buying the book 15 Feet for Free. It was created by Jim Lee, Syracuse Orange alum, to help basketball players around the country to learn and to grow in the sport, but at the same time, he created the book with a bigger message. By going to AuthorHouse.com and buying 15 Feet for Free, half of every single book that's bought goes back to the United States veterans. He wanted to do something special for his father, who was a veteran, and for veterans everywhere. So go to AuthorHouse.com now and buy 15 Feet for Free. It doesn't take much to give back to a United States veteran. AuthorHouse.com, 15 Feet for Free. Give back to them today.
Syracuse also involved in that. I know they've been after you hard trying to bring you in there. What can you say about Syracuse and your relationship with them?
You know, I talked to Coach Costa and Coach Adam a lot. I mean, they're really after me hard. I could, you know, just talk about, you know, just everything but with them, you know, football, you know, what the type of school Syracuse is, and you know, I felt I built a very good relationship with them.
What has the conversation been like between you and Bobby Acosta? What has he had to say to you at this point?
He just wants to, you know, just wants to know to get me back up on campus. Kind of, you know, want to make think of making my decision, and that sort of thing. But you know, just staying involved and you know, just really thinking too for me.
Joe Adam obviously would be your position coach if you chose to go to Syracuse. What's your relationship like with him?
You know, it's the same thing. We talk often. You know, we always talk about just football, and I was asking him, you know, technique things. So, you know, it's a very good relationship.
Syracuse has obviously been able to bring in some strong offensive linemen in the 2015 class, one at each position. Does that entice you at all? Does that kind of pique your interest, knowing that they've been going after and really trying to get all of the offensive linemen that have stood out to them? Does that do anything for you in your recruitment to know that they have really tried to key in on that position and build a future in there?
Yeah, sure. You know, I want to play around great players. I want to be around great people and great programs. So, and, you know, I'm not afraid to work hard and compete for a spot. So, you know, I think it's great that they have, you know, some top guys there.
I know that you don't have your decision time obviously set up right now or coming up soon here, but do you know when you kind of want to wrap everything up and be able to say, I'm done with this, I can move on to the next chapter of my life? When would you like to have that decision and then be able to move on?
You know, I like to be, you know, sooner rather than later, but it's just going to matter when I take, you know, just a few more visits. You know, there's like a few more schools that I recently offered that I still want to get out and visit to, just to, you know, make sure wherever I go, I'm 100% on there.
And what are those visits that you're planning on taking?
I want to visit the University of Michigan.
Okay. And is there anybody else besides Michigan you'd like to see?
No, at this time.
So once this is all wrapped up, after you visit Michigan, do you feel like maybe at that point you would be able to make a decision that you're comfortable with?
Yeah, no, I just want to make a decision based on an impulse feeling, so I'd probably take some time and try to cool off with some things, you know, just really think about where I want to go and be confident with that school.
When are you intending to go out and see Michigan so that you can get to a point where you can make a comfortable decision?
Within the next month or two.
What was it about Michigan that set you up with that you said, you know what, I've seen all these schools, but I need to see Michigan? What is it about Michigan that makes you want to really get out there and see what they have?
You know, first of all, the education. It's a great combination of education and big-time football. And, you know, Coach Harbaugh coming in, you know, I think he's a really good coach, and I got to speak with him, and I really like Coach Harbaugh. So I'm excited to get out there and, you know, kind of just see the university for myself.
Hey, Central New York, this is your wake-up call. It's your favorite Kill Girls, Pamela and Storm. Have you visited our location between Brugger's and Hampton Inn right off of Erie Boulevard? Come visit our world-famous Kill Girls and be immersed in the best sports experience of your life.
Tilted Kilt, your premier sports pub wear.
A cold beer never looks so good.
Gear up with the real deal at Dreisig Apparel, the best place for you to go when it comes to finding your image, creating what people are going to see and learn about you before they even meet you. At DreisigApparel.com, that's D-R-E-I-S-S-I-G Apparel.com, you have the opportunity to not only outfit your team well, but also to outfit your business, outfit your event, outfit your breast cancer walk. When it comes to looking good and feeling comfortable in your own skin, the only place to go is Dreisig Apparel. D-R-E-I-S-S-I-G Apparel.com. Gear up for what you need for your team, business, or event. To look professional, look good, and feel good, outfit yourself at DreisigApparel.com. That's D-R-E-I-S-S-I-G Apparel.com. The only place to gear up with the real deal. What's the universal language of a fan? Clapping your hands. With Fan Hands, the ultimate sports fan accessory, found on fanhands.com. That's FANHANDS.com. I can take that and enhance that for you, make it even better, even stronger than it's been before. Be the loudest fan without ever having to lose your voice by choosing one of 11 different colors, always in stock on fanhands.com. And all you have to do is clap your hands, something you've done every single game since you were a kid. Fanhands.com, get your favorite pair of fan hands right now. Find your team color, slip them on, and start cheering on your favorite team with 11 different colors, always in stock on fanhands.com, where you'll find the ultimate sports fan accessory. Fanhands.com. That's FANHANDS.com. Real fans wear fan hands.
I'm George Townsend of Honda City with some good advice when buying a new car. The true cost of owning a new car is determined by the appraised value when you trade it. No vehicle appraises higher than a Honda. Next, look for low APRs and deep discounts. You also want low maintenance costs and great fuel economy. That's why my advice to you is to buy a new Honda. Looking pre-owned, visit our Honda Certified Used Car Center. Honda City, 7140 Henry Clay Boulevard, Liverpool, or HondaCity-CNY.com.
It would be a pity if you don't shop.
Does it give kind of an advantage to Michigan knowing that there's a guy that was successful at Stanford, successful collegiately, successful in the pros, now coming back to college and having all those connections with the pros? Does it kind of give Michigan an advantage that nobody else has, or how do you view that?
I think it's all great things. You know, he's a proven winner. He's a great coach, but you can't really say it has an edge until you've been to the school and been around the people. So, but, you know, there's all definitely great things that I'd absolutely love to be a part of.
Now, what are they looking for you to play well? I know you said some of the teams have kind of had those conversations with you that you mentioned. I would think that all of them have at this point. What would they like you to come in and play? What's the position, or are there multiple positions that they're looking at?
Most colleges have said tackle. Everyone needs, long, athletic tackles, and, some have said guard or tackle, so that's the position that I want. That is primarily tackle.
Before I let you go, Will, to look at your strengths, your attributes at the tackle position, what would you say that they are?
I'd say my strengths are definitely run blocking. I love to finish people and really drive people off the ball. So I'd say that's the biggest thing for me. And then, I would say some things I need to work on would just be in the passing game, just getting smoother and working on my sets more.
So as you go forward here and as you make this decision, what's been fun for you? What have you kind of liked? Because I would think going to visit schools and being on their campus and having their attention, I would think that there's some fun in this. Some people say that it's strenuous and it's stressful, but what's made this whole recruiting fun for you?
Just getting to meet new people all the time. I mean, that's really the one thing about it, you get to see, you know, all aspects of life in different parts of the country. Get to eat different styles of food, and that's just really the best thing about it, just being with my family and taking these road trips.
Who had the best food?
The best food, I would say, I mean, South Carolina had some pretty good barbecue. That was really good. It was deep dish pizza.
So deep dish pizza in Chicago and South Carolina's barbecue. If I put them up in a bracket right now and they were playing for the championship of in your heart, what you love the most, who would win between South Carolina barbecue and Chicago deep dish?
Ooh, I would have to say the barbecue. It was really good.
I don't think I honestly, and I figured you were going to go that way. I mean, that's where I would go because I don't think that barbecue can get beat by anything else if it truly is good. I mean, I don't see anything taking barbecue down.
Nah, yeah. I mean, even the Dinosaur Barbecue in Syracuse is awesome. It was delicious.
What did you get when you were in South Carolina and in Syracuse? What was the meal of choice in those places?
Dinosaur Barbecue, I went with the half ribs, half brisket, and the mashed potatoes. That was awesome. And in South Carolina, I went for the brisket and pork platter, and that was awesome.
Syracuse brisket versus South Carolina brisket. Who wins?
Oof. That's a tough one. Probably, I don't know. I couldn't say. It's too tough.
So it is right there. See, because that's the thing. A lot of people are like, you know, Syracuse is, how can they be a barbecue capital of the world? But then people come and they have Dinosaur Barbecue. It's known around the world and people love it. So to know that it's right there with South Carolina, I think it would be a tougher decision for you to pick which food's the best compared to your upcoming decision of which school is the best. So I'm not going to push you too far on there, but now that you've made me hungry, we have to go. I need to get something to eat. So thank you so much for being on the show, Will. I can't wait to have you back, and I really appreciate it.
No problem. Thanks for having me.